You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com. Hello, everyone. My name is Tim Robertson, and I've got a really cool game for you this week. This is an iPad 2 or 3 app only. It is a game, and it's called Emergency. Now, first of all, the last time I did an App Minute was, a few years ago, and I did a Harry Potter Lego game. And it was because I was so passionate about this game. I really liked it. I wanted to help get the word out there. I thought it was a great game. And that's kind of what I'm doing here again this week. Now, here's the thing. I love video games. I love playing them. I like playing all different kinds of video games. I play everything from, like I said earlier, the Lego games. Love them. The GTA games. Love them. I get into some first-person shooters. I like Angry Birds, just like every other red-blooded human on the planet right now. But what I really like, and especially when it comes to the iOS platform, is diversity. And that's what Emergency does. Emergency is a really, really fun game from a company called Serious Games Solutions. They're out of Germany. And they've made a game that here's the thing. It's got 13 levels. I beat it in one day. Not because it's easy, but because I couldn't put the darn thing down. Seriously, I kept playing this game over and over and over. Let me give you the premise. Unlike most games where you gotta shoot things or blow things up and, you know, standard gaming stuff. In Emergency, you're kind of an overlord looking down upon your rescue workers. You have ambulance drivers, you have doctors, you have the fire guys, firemen. You have sometimes you'll have a ladder truck, sometimes you'll have fire boats to put out fires on other ships. It's really, really cool. And what you do is, on each level, you have an emergency. And it starts out fairly simple, and it ramps up. Now, at the end, it gets a little hokey. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it gets a little and if you try this game and you get to the last level and you can't beat it, here's a hint. Your firemen can carry their water with them. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. So you have to put out fires, and each fire takes a certain amount of time to put out. You have to rescue victims that you find there. So sometimes you have to move the victims over to where the doctors are. Sometimes you can bring your doctors right to them and treat them. Once they're treated enough, you can send in the emergency ambulance guys, and they can come in with a little stretcher, and they pick the victims up, take them to the ambulance. What I keep screwing up is I forget to send the ambulance to the hospital, so I think I'm doing great, and I look down, and my ambulance is just sitting there waiting to go to the hospital. I didn't tell it to go to the hospital yet, and I'm like, oh, forgot to send them to the hospital. So it's definitely a micromanaging kind of game. There's no leveling system or anything like that. Really, it's based upon you have to hit certain objectives. So you have to put out all the fires, you have to rescue all the victims, that sort of thing. And it's kind of refreshing because, at least for me, I started caring about these little digital victims. I wanted to get to them. I wanted to help them. And a lot of strategy comes into play. Okay, I'm going to send two of my fire trucks over to this big fire, put that out really quickly so I can get to the victims that are there, and then I'm going to separate them. This one's going to go over to this littler building, and this one's going to go over to this one. I'm going to deploy my firemen over to this one, and sometimes you have to keep a house cool after you put it out, otherwise it'll flare back up. So you'll have one guy dousing the house or the building to keep the temperature down. If you can't tell, I'm passionate about this game because it's really, really good. It's $3.99 on the App Store, in iTunes, of course. It is only for second and third generations iPad. There is no iPhone version, and it will not work on an iPad 1. I tried it, didn't work. It's not really for little kids because you have to read instructions, and it's very much micromanaging. And here's the thing, I don't usually like the micromanaging stuff. I like to be able to send my guys and they do what they're going to do, but I really like this game. It's really a refreshing change from all the shoot 'em ups and, you know, those kind of games. Those just, yeah, they get kind of boring to me after a while. If you've played one Halo clone, yeah, you've played them all. This is a totally, at least in my opinion, original game. Maybe there's other stuff out there that does this on the iPad. I haven't found it. If you guys know where it is and another game that's similar, let me know. I would love to play it. Email me at tim@mymac.com. I'd appreciate it. So again, the name is Emergency. It's $3.99 on the App Store. There is no in-game purchase or in-app purchase yet. I hope that they come out with new levels. I'd be willing to spend $10 for another 10 levels, to be honest. That's how much I like this game. I've gone back. You get medals. Bronze, silver, and gold, depending on how you do, and it's based on your time and blah, blah, blah. And I've got one gold medal in the game. I've got quite a few silver, but mostly I've got bronze. So I'm going back and playing the same levels over and over and over to try to become more efficient. Really fun game. I think you guys will really, really like it. Emergency. Go to appminute.com. Check out show number 231. I'll have a link directly to the app in the iTunes store. Fantastic. Seriously, great job. Serious Games Solutions. Bravo.